I think it's very easy for us to define the just and the wicked according to legalistic standards and understanding. But ultimately, the wicked are the ones who are so full of themselves that they have no more room for other people or God. They are so full of themselves that they no longer care for anyone except themselves. So therefore, God is no longer a part of their life because they are their own God. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, ultimately, the wicked are wicked in their own ways because they have become their own standards of judgment and their own criterion of truth instead of allowing the truth to set them free. But each and every one of us have the opportunity to open ourselves up to God and trust in the generosity and the goodness and the love of God. Which lead me toward the gospel reading today, my brothers and sisters. Do you trust that our Heavenly Father will our good much more than what we can comprehend or understand at this moment? Do you and I trust that He willed our eternal good, our everlasting good, instead of the materialistic, social, personal, or political goods, or whatever standards we have put for ourselves? Do you believe that God is generous? And if you and I believe that God is generous, are we generous to Him and generous to others as well? By our own words and action, our life and our deeds. My brothers and sisters, generosity of God had to change us deep from within, where we allowed ourselves to be conformed to His will and allowed ourselves to no longer be the center of our own little world, our own little universe, but to make ourselves conform to His will, to seek Him, to love Him, and to follow Him. This is my invitation for you today, so that we may change from our wicked ways and help other people change from their own wicked ways to seek the Lord and to seek and to live in what is true, what is just, what is right, and what is everlasting.